This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Oh, there's Rod.
He had a plan.
I'm Roger. I like basketball. I know all the stats. I was coached by Michael Jordan. I had long red hair. It was flowing. I did a lot of weird fraternity things. I'm here. My wife calls Brad my little buddy. Oh, he's little. He's deaf, but he's my buddy. He's my ride or die.
That's how I imagine your Richard Nixon impression, Brad.
Rod says I do a terrible Rod impersonation, but I think that never miss a basketball game.
Nixon.
And it was better. Maybe towards your dad says you're better. You always win though. You're the sunny. Yeah, yeah. Hannah, we are joined by producer Gary. Oh, she's number one. Yeah, he said it. Producer Gary, good to see
you. Good to see you, too. Good to see you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's him. He's wearing today his Ghostbuster costume that he wore as a kid. He thought we were going to be fighting.
See me.
Yep, he's showing us his uniform right now, ladies. He is the number one. The ladies love producer Gary. They have, like, he has a fan page, a Gary fan page. So this Gage guy, they're going to be disappointed that he's going by Gackle of Gary Gals. I like that. Gackle of Gary Gals.
Are y'all having a meeting I didn't know about?
When do you ever use the word gaggle? I've never even, like, there's a gaggle of Gary Gals. That's my favorite. That's the best line ever on Movie Torture. The gaggle of Gary.
That's what you call a big group of geese, I think.
A big group geese. Of geese. A gaggle?
Yeah.
How would you know that, Gary? You can't remember. You can't remember what we did yesterday, and you know what a gaggle is a group of. A gaggle of Gary.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, we're in May Mayhem, right? Where we're just throwing movies out. You don't know what you're going to get.
We don't know what we're
going to get. You may get a gaggle of Gary Gals at your door. They're all wearing Hawaiian shirts and backwards hats.
Gary.
And he comes out and he's like.
Hi, guys.
He keeps texting me going, Brad, why is these gaggle of Gary Gals hanging outside my door? And I'm like, they like you. He's like, I'm married to my third wife at this point. I don't. Oh, he's on four?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, fourth wife.
Disrespect the previous three.
Yeah, but the previous two were named Gary. So it was weird when he was Gary and Gary.
No. we're not
Gary
that.
Can also be a girl name, Gary. We've had this discussion. Movie Torture Dad, Gary can be a girl name.
No.
But
yes.
It was.
No.
But no.
He says no way. Oh my gosh. I'm definitely right.
If you had a girl named Gary, I'll be like.
G-A-R-I. G-A-R-I.
No. I would give to a goose. Girl.
What does Gary mean? The meaning of Gary is the one who is very fair or a girl who is having a.
Fear?
Like, Gary, G-A-R-I. See?
Like, two. Spear?
No, Gary means, no, Gary means spear in some language.
Or a girl.
One,
so, we're not stating that my wife.
These chats are delayed for me. What is he saying?
I love that we've got a chat stream while we talk now. It just makes it pronounced Jerry. Gary and Jerry. I like that. That makes sense.
Is that better for a girl?
Man, I think you'd rather her be named Gary, because then you're like bringing her over, and I'm like, "Hey, producer Gary," and you're like, "Hey, Brad, you want to meet my girlfriend?" I'm like, "What's her name?" And you're like, "Her name is Jerry." How quick before you got in the car away from Gary would you laugh at Gary's girlfriend's name?
Immediately, as soon as he told me, and then probably feel bad once I realized he was serious, but I would still laugh.
The gaggle of Gary girls. That's my favorite. I'm going to use that line for life. Gaggle of Gary girls. Hannah, what movie are we doing?
We are doing Ghostbusters. The one we did?
Frozen Empire.
Was call. What was it? No, the other one.
Answer the Call.
Oh,
Answer the Call.
Not Ghostbusters Answer the Call, because we've already done that one.
You did that one. Hannah, are you our resident Ghostbuster expert?
Be like, who did the call? First lady.
Movie Torture Dad. Do you like that tagline? Who are you going to call first lady? Hannah, I do think that instead of, because Answer the Call was terrible. What if it was called Ghostbusters Conference Call and the whole movie was over Zoom and they had like a conference call? It might be more entertaining.
Smoke's flying behind. See people running back and forth.
The gaggle of Gary girls running around with Hawaiian shirts and hats trying to get ghosts behind you. That might be pretty hilarious.
A movie. I'm sure someone's going to do a movie like that at some point. A genius would have to like do a whole movie that's on a Zoom call.
Oh, I think it's been done.
Where?
Didn't that one dude... Who's the guy that made Knocked Up? It's on Netflix. The director. What's his name? He did Trainwreck and Knocked Up and 40. What's it called?
Actually, Roger. I don't know these random facts. Is it Judd?
Yeah. Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
He did a movie called. It's on Netflix. It's called. Hold on. He directed The Bubble. A group of actors stuck inside a pandemic bubble at a hotel attempt to complete a film. So I guess it's not Zoom. They're stuck inside a bubble. It's got a 4.7 out of 10. Actually, this is probably a movie torture, but it's 2 hours and 6 minutes. So I don't know.
All that.
That's a lot. Ghostbusters Answer the Call. No, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Yeah,
I got my son to go see this in the theater because we went and saw Afterlife. He did not want to go. He went on protest because he doesn't like movies.
That's so wild to me.
Yeah, well, yeah, it makes me. It makes me sad because I love movies. Frozen Empire is 1 hour and 55 minutes, so it does.
Watch this.
It goes on a little too long.
The theaters last night.
Last night. Oh my gosh, this is definitely fresh on your brain. I watched it about, what week did it come out? It dropped March 22nd, so I watched it March 23rd. So it's been a while. It's been a few weeks for me. So I'm a little off. I'm a little I gotta remember this movie. But anyway, let me do a quick synopsis for this movie.
Yeah.
First, Raj, it was made with a budget of, what's the budget? Do we know? Oh, 100. And it's gross 96 so far in America. So it's going to pass its budget.
Yeah.
I think it'll make enough for them to try one more Ghostbusters.
They need to stop. They just need to stop pumping these out. It cheapens the brand. That's my opinion of all.
Okay. Let me do a quick synopsis. The same crew from last time. Now lives in New York. They hang out at the Ghostbuster firehouse. They're ghosting. And they're busting. There's not a lot of busting. And Dan Aykroyd is running a weirdo shop and doing a TV thing. And now there's, I don't know, there's something happening in the city again that's like releasing all the ghosts. They release them. And they have to fight it. It's a Ghostbuster movie. And at the end, they're good. And they set up another one with the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. They got the marshmallows running around like minions in this movie. It's weird to me. Like, it's so weird. That's basically, they call in the old guys at the end. And, you know.
I didn't think I had, but. Is it in the one with the kids?
Frozen Monster. breathing out ice. Stuck in
okay,
the
maybe I.
You okay, would remember this if you saw Gary. It would have been the last few weeks.
You see it?
Mm-mm. No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
The last one I saw was the one with the like his niece or something.
Well, that's in this. Yeah, that's in this. Egon's. So the first scene opens up. You're like, this is a pretty good first scene. I got to be honest. They're chasing. They're driving the Ecto-1 around New York City. They got the chair. They're coming out. Boom, boom, boom. They're zapping. You're like, man, I'm in the middle of a Ghostbuster movie. Like, they start us right off. Now, the problem we have with this, Hannah, is nobody gives a crap about these people. Like, at the end of the day, you don't want to see Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon, who's in this movie, Ghostbusting.
Mom.
Yeah. We want to see
horrible.
If they had opened this movie with Ray, Peter, and Winston busting ghosts, you want to see that, right? You don't care about the only one that you care about is the girl. She's the best one of all. She's at least the most interesting and most developed one in this movie as far as a character. The guy from Stranger Things, he has nothing to do in this movie. He doesn't even need to. He's like the Winston of the modern Ghostbusters, really. He has nothing to do because back in the day, Gary, you watch Ghostbusters, you're like, why is Winston here? Because he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But that's the guy from Stranger Things at this point. Like, yeah. But they're Ghostbusting. And then they end up at the mayor's office, who this guy has been in the original. He's an OG Ghostbuster actor. He's hated the Ghostbusters since 84. He's finally got him. And he basically says she can't because she's underage work anymore. That's what we're hanging our hat on this movie. Underage.
Bring that to the list of other violations. You know, destroying stuff in the city. No work permit for her.
How much destruction do you think they cause in the city compared to not?
That's tough, bro. That's where you're going.
Or
be like compared to the other Ghostbusters.
No, let's compare it to
9/11.
Let's compare it to Batman. Who causes more destruction, Batman or the Ghost?
When did Batman do anything, Brad?
What movie did we watch recently where there's a lot of destruction?
Let me look. I would have said the Avengers movie. They destroyed a lot of stuff.
We've watched one on here.
We didn't watch a Batman one. We haven't watched a Batman movie.
We've watched Batman.
Yeah, but we haven't watched that. That was. I remember, but that's been like.
Let's see. I've done Slam Dunk, Ernest, Air Bud, Big Wedding, Backup Plan, Son of the Mask, Violent Night, The Machine, Cocaine.
None of these. Okay, let's put it this way. Anyway. Super Ex-Girlfriend. Who does more damage? Transformers or the Ghostbusters? Because they all just lay waste. You think? I feel like the Ghostbusters are just farting around New York City and, like, blowing Oh, my gosh, Hannah. When the girl goes out with her brother, she literally blows a window out.
Yes, that was pointless. But still, like, it's a window. It's not a whole building.
I just feel like they destroy. They cause more mayhem than they do.
They're just
getting rid of the ghosts.
Organized, like they don't really have a purpose. They just be randomly busting ghosts.
If you lived in New York City, would you not move to like maybe Rochester or somewhere? Because there's a lot of ghosts flying around.
Move out to the country. Where
that's what I'm saying. Like move to Buffalo. Move anywhere because you're in a city full of like ghosts everywhere. It's weird to me. Like, why do they have any occupants?
I'm normal. If that is normal,
Hannah, would you
totally different?
Would you move into a house? And this is for you too, Gary. Would you move into a house that you knew someone?
How long ago? I would.
3 years ago.
Someone got murdered. Okay.
Two people, a whole family.
I don't know. How well did they clean the house?
Oh my gosh!
Floor, ladders on the wall. I need to know this first.
That's Gumball. Yeah, like,
Are you asking if I think it's haunted? Nah.
No, you would move.
I think it's haunted, but I would live there.
Movie torture dad, would you move into a house that someone had a mass murder in 3 years?
In a house that his grandmother, she wasn't murdered. She just passed away there. And another That's one of different. My exes is also like someone died in that house way before he lived there. And just like, no.
Said not a mass. Okay, movie torture dad. One person was murdered. A husband killed his wife. Would you? One murder, maybe. No. There is no way my wife is allowing us to move into a house where there was a murder. I wonder if you can get a murder discount.
That's my biggest thing.
You should.
What if we all went around and bought murder houses at a discount? And movie torture owned a bunch of houses around America that
we'd make that much money from this.
And each of the houses.
Oh, we should. We'd be kind of like that dude on that goes out and buys the murder houses now on TV from Vegas. Oh, what is his name? Oh my gosh, he's the weird dude. Do you have to disclose that fact? Do you have to disclose?
Yes, if someone's been. And actually, my parents bought their entire antique set of furniture extremely discounted because it was sold from a house where a couple of the people in the family were murdered.
Really?
So
house and everything.
Okay, so I do have a question. If you get antiques from a murder house, and could you sell those to like an antique roadshow for more money? Because it's not
Zach Bagans is who I'm thinking about. That's the guy. But yeah, and Movie Torture Dad says, what about a car? Gary, could you take that car on antique?
What?
You're talking about taking murders.
Was murdered in a car? Would I buy that car?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Why?
No.
Why is a car different?
It's like, right. I already said no to the house, first of all, so I'm not changing anything. But a car is even worse, I feel like. It's right there. You're you're like 1 foot away from whatever happened. If it didn't happen right in the seat where you sit. Nah.
Is it the
Like, shot the
car?
Person in the car, put the body in. Is I feel like that's horrible.
I might buy the Pulp Fiction.
I'm doing some praying over that. Maybe some extra sage. Not sure.
Ooh, Movie Torture Dad. We're supposed to be a comedy pod, but we're really talking about some. He wants to know about suicide. Would you buy a house
I almost feel like that's worse because, like, then there's like that spirit of depression in there, obviously. And nah, I don't want that around me.
Yeah.
Houses have feelings to them for a reason. And like, until you live in it long enough to make it your own, you have to deal with that feeling. And I'm not doing it.
Yeah. He says maybe worse to be in a suicide home.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask my wife when I get off this. I know her answer, though. She's going to be like, no, no, and no. But yeah. I bet we could get a murder discount. I want to reach out to a realtor friend of mine and ask her if we could get a murder discount on houses. I'm texting her right now. I'm going to ask. She's a realtor.
We first be like, murder discount. I feel like there's a better way you can ask that question.
Is there a murder discount when buying a...
Is there a discount on a house if someone has been murdered there? She can say
someone,
that like, yo, if I go murder someone, do I get a discount?
Murdered there. Okay. I did the ha-ha. That always absolves you of anything stupid. When you ha-ha-ha it afterwards, it's like you're letting them know you've ha-ha'd it. So
the laughing face.
You have to do the laughing face.
Say ha-ha. I feel like it's not even genuine. And when other people only say ha-ha, I'm like, do they really mean ha-ha or are they being sarcastic?
Well, I ha-ha'd it. Ha-ha'd it. So
probably naturally is just because not a lot of people are going to want to buy that.
My nightmare would be this. Movie Torture Dad, maybe yours would be too, is I own a house that's worth $1 million. It's like a nice one. I have groundskeepers that keep the grounds looking good. They come in the house, they murder four groundskeepers. Boom, 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 boom. I can't sell the house now for $1 million. I bet it I can only sell it for maybe 800. Zach Baggins comes in. He's like, I'm going to buy this house now, and I'm going to create a documentary about the murders that went on here, and I lose out. So,
and you Airbnb it out.
Oh my
gosh. I
don't
think there's a rule about Airbnb if you have to tell people the history of the house.
Now, I do. You're probably right. I do look for haunted hotels when I travel because I would like to stay in a haunted hotel. My wife, I want to do it and not tell my wife. And then we just see it, we write it out.
Have you ever done it before?
Oh, yeah. I have a kid.
Brad.
No, but I want to. She would get mad. Movie Torture said lots of people would want to stay in a murder house. We could say Movie Torture's murder house, and we could rent it at night for people. And producer Gary could be the character that wears what he's got on now, backwards hat, headphones, and he's the guy walking around listening for the EMPs. What do they call them? EVPs of the ghost. And he's like, "Ooh, I hear it." What about the family? The sad murder family? Yeah, they're probably... I'm mad that my groundskeeper killed people because it's not anybody in my family, but he's ruined my resale value of my house. Like, what if I have one of those Tesla trucks? Movie Torture Day, you know what I'm talking about. And I loan the keys to the groundskeeper. He ends up murdering in the Tesla truck, and I lose money on the Tesla. How did we get on this? We haven't even talked about Ghostbusters.
What were we talking about?
I know. Back to this movie, Ghostbusters. So they're farting around New York. They're zapping. They're zapping the ghost, right? And they're in the ghost house. Annie Potts shows up from the OG Ghostbusters. Now she's a ghost. I wish they would bring Rick Moranis back in this movie. We need Lewis. He needs to be in this movie if you're a Ghostbuster fan.
But Rick Moranis still alive?
He is still alive. But... nobody cares about Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, Egon's niece or granddaughter.
Paul Rudd was in this movie. Like, why was he the one chosen? Why did he agree to do this?
Okay, I have a text. I have a text from my realtor. Even though blood-spattered walls can be repainted, stained carpets can be replaced, nothing can wipe away the fact that someone passed away in a house. She's still dotting me. So she's still in the middle.
Would be discounted.
So you do get a murder discount. I like that. I'm gonna tell my wife if we ever want to buy a new house, let's try to find murder houses.
She's gonna say no.
She's gonna be like,
they're discounted for a reason.
She's like, Brad, I'm not moving into a murder house. I think Zach Baggins would buy it. He'll pay good money. Okay, back to this. So you got, like, nobody cares about these people at all. And the fact, this is what is unforgivable for this movie. I do not care to see Egon's weird granddaughter or niece. Okay, she said, I've actually had it swing both ways. A family ran from a property on an Indian burial ground. And a newlywed couple jumped at a house in a desirable location before the body was even in the ground. Boom. I just texted boom back.
So confused.
Yeah, she knows me, though. She probably figures out.
I hate to interrupt what you're doing now, but something very important I need to let you know about. When you purchase Generous Coffee Beans, we want you to try to enjoy each brew for two reasons. Number one, because you're a part of something bigger, making a positive impact around the world. And number two, because we did not compromise on the quality of coffee, you're drinking some of the best coffee in the world. 100% of profits are donated to nonprofits that are fighting injustice facing humans around the world. Wow, that's powerful. Generous is best known for its specialty coffee, but the heartbeat of Generous is their hope to use for profit business for good. In 2024, Generous is hoping to provide coffee to churches around the U.S. to spread a message within congregations that churches care about people, even down to the coffee they are serving and the people they enjoy. I apologize for that extremely long run-on sentence. If you have interest in hearing more about Generous Coffee, please reach out to their founder, Ben Higgins, at benhiggins@generousmovement.com. Thank you, and back to our scheduled podcast.
It's par for the course. Okay, so where was I? I don't care to see her have this weird lesbian attraction to a ghost. That was the biggest, dumbest thing about this movie. I did not need to see it. I didn't care. We got to care about them. If they want to pigeonhole a lesbian relationship, I guess it's fine. But, I mean, it's not my cup of tea. But we haven't invested in these people enough to even care.
I was going to ask, was there any other movie before this with these same actors that I have not seen? Or is this the first one with these actors?
They were in the Ghostbusters Afterlife out in the middle of Kansas.
Okay, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, so they showed up here in New York.
Maybe if I'd care a little more, but...
The fact that they moved this to New York was great. They did decide to do that, and that was great. I didn't care to see Ghostbusting in Kansas. But
work. This was boring.
Yeah, but this was good in New York City. The problem is, she's falling in love with this ghost, and I'm like, this is weird. I thought they were going to kiss there for a moment.
If the ghost didn't turn out to be a backstabbing...
But you knew she was a backstabber. I knew she was bad. I kept looking at Max going, she's bad. Because I went with Heater J and his kid Jack and Max. Heater J is now Jonathan's new name, by the way. We created that. He's now Heater J. So listeners are confused. It's Heater J because he talks about smokes a lot. Anyway, so we're watching this movie. I'm like, we're about to see this lesbian romance happen. I'm glad it didn't happen. But why do I need this in my Ghostbuster movie? Seriously.
I feel like this whole movie was just cheap. It cheapened the whole thing.
It did. It cheapened it. So then they have, which, I mean, this guy was not bad, the assistant at the lab. He was pretty good. They go there and they see the containment. They see the ghosts in all the containment units. They got to test ghosts.
I haven't seen this, right?
I don't think so.
So what started happening in the firehouse is the ghost containment thing it was getting too full. Couldn't take any more ghosts. So Paul Rudd was like, did nobody think about this? And one of the other ladies from the OG Ghostbusters was like, it was the 80s. We didn't plan too much for the future. But it turns out they had been working on a whole other facility with containment things for ghosts. And then they were also actually studying the ghosts there. So they had the containments for the ghosts and there were some ghosts in there, but then they had like clear glass things where you could see different ghosts where they were studying.
But here's the thing, Gary. So in the OG 84 and 89 Ghostbusters, Ernie Hudson has famously come out and stated, they only put me in the movie because I'm a black guy. And they gave me nothing. So, to do. And he's right. It's unfair what they did. In the early 80s, he got very little. It was mostly focused on Peter, Egon, and Dan Aykroyd. Now, the rub with Winston is, if me and you and Hannah wrote a movie for us, and then they told us to take somebody that we're not really friends with, you can kind of see how we would probably focus the movie on us three because we have a rapport. So that's the one rub, right? So what they've done has now, they've now made Winston the richest, smartest man. It's like they're...
Make sure they don't offend anyone else, so they got to throw in a lesbian relationship.
Yeah, like they've made Winston the smartest man. He's the one with the containment unit. He's thought ahead. He's the brains, which is fine. I'm glad Egon or Winston gets to be the brains. But it's a weird turn from a guy that was like nothing in the 80s movies to now he's the mastermind of keeping the Ghostbuster legacy. And you got Peter running this weird store when he's really the brains of the Ghostbusters. Like he's him and Egon.
So the store he's running is like the antique store, kind of.
Yeah.
And someone brings in this artifact from his grandma. There's a couple of them, but one of them is this ball thing.
Yeah.
With like hieroglyphics on it and whatever else. And this thing starts disrupting everything in the city. The ghosts start acting weird. Things start freezing over. We find out that the lesbian ghost was actually hearing things from the ghost that was inside that thing.
And the guy that brings it in is a hilarious. It's Kamal Nanjiani, who is in a lot of things. This guy must like he must have like video on somebody or something, because he's in the Ghostbuster franchise. I think he's in Star Wars. He's in the Star Wars franchise. I mean, this guy, he is in it. I mean, he's got 8 upcoming. I think he's gonna be. He's also in Marvel. He's in Marvel.
What?
Yeah, he's in the Marvel movie. He is in, hold on. He's in The Boys. He's in Star Wars. He's in The Eternals, the Marvel movie.
That barely counts.
But he's still in the Marvel universe. So he's in all these universes. Now he's in Ghostbusters universe. But he's great in this movie. Like, he's funny. They basically made him the Rick Moranis of this movie, because I guess they didn't want Rick Moranis. They're like, we don't want Rick Moranis. We want Kamal and Johnny in this movie. So he shows up with this artifact, and he doesn't know. He's like a hustler. And he's got fake shoes, which I like. I respect a man with fake shoes, because I wear them all the time. I respect a man that wears fake shoes, because I got them on. Like, Hannah, my shoe game is so good right now. I get compliments. People see me out.
It's fake.
Hannah, they see me out. They're like, I like your shoes, man. I'm like, yeah. This girl told me, she said, my boyfriend saw your shoes, and he was like, his shoes are so fire. And I'm like, yeah. And I say, she said, I couldn't even tell him they're fake. And I'm like, thank you.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I got me some Travis Scott's now, Hannah.
You're breaking hearts, Brad.
I am. I got Travis Scott Nikes. Like, they're my favorites. Even my wife is like, I love those shoes, Brad. They look so good, Brad. And I'm like, thank you, babe. Great. So, with that, we find out that the lesbian love, who knows how to play chess, which I am clueless at chess, so I'd be a terrible chess partner. She's been, like, working for the bad guy. She turns. And now,
not good, but for a personal reason, she was trying to go home to her family.
Yeah.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
And she thought the only way to do it was to help this evil dude who was inside the globe thingy.
Yeah. The Patton Oswalt scene was good. I don't like him. He's good on King of Queens, but you know, that was a pretty good scene. I don't know what this movie's trying to do. I just don't understand it. Just
drag on another Ghostbuster? It didn't have a point.
It had... You get Peter. You get... not Peter. I kept calling Ray. I kept calling Dan Aykroyd Peter. He's actually Ray. Ray Stantz. I'm wrong. Correct. All the Ghostbuster people who are listening to this right now are like, Brad's way out of his element. Peter shows up. Bill Murray. They do not use him. He is funny in everything he does. I feel like he's hardly using this movie. Hannah, what are your thoughts on Bill Murray?
Until the very last fight, and then he got frozen anyways. And they let the home girl, the 15-year-old, take the whole spotlight for the whole movie.
They did. And he even...
a movie about her.
It is. And Peter has like the most cringe line of the whole movie. Like, if I'm Bill Murray, I'm like, I'm a legend. I'm a comic legend, and I've got to say, wow, he's horny. Or so, what? No, what is it? Like,
you said big, black, and horny.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, dude, that's such a dumb line, because the guy has horns, and it was just really
inside this thing.
We should call this movie "Explain Movies to Gary." That's what we should call this podcast. Telling Gary
there was this evil thing who 4,000 years ago. He wanted to, like, destroy a bunch of people. His thing is freezing you in fear. So ice is his thing. Mm-hmm. And so these fire masters ended up capturing him with fire and brass. Hence, he's in this brass mm-hmm. little contraption thing. Mm-hmm. The funny guy, who's the hustler.
Kamal? Yeah. Come on.
His grandmother was one of the last Firemasters.
Yes.
And so in this random hidden room in her apartment behind a spice shelf, she has the brass globe thing. She's got the horns that were taken away from the monster before he was locked inside. She's got her whole Firemaster outfit and helmet and everything back in this room. And the grandson happens to find it and starts, like, hustling away all of her stuff. But when the guy is released from the black brass globe, he, like, is back on his mission to kill freeze everyone to death. So he goes back in the apartment and finds his horns. And it made me laugh because he puts them back in his head and they unwind. And it's, like, 3 feet long wide on each side. And think, like, Slenderman tall. He's massive.
He looks like Slenderman.
So I was like, how's this dude? All I picture is him like having to duck down and turn sideways to shuffle through doorways because of the stupid horns. It was to me, they could have done a lot better job with him.
Hannah, you actually, I looked over at Heater J in the movies. And because Heater J and I, we can crush some popcorn. And I said to him, I said, he looks like Slenderman. It was a total Slenderman move, man. I was like, wow. We think a lot alike. I agree. Hannah, I will say they upped the horror in this movie. Like, it is, because I kept thinking, Max is going to be in a bed with me, because I know he's getting scared. Like, he has to be. Because, I mean, it was a little scary, I thought, for an. But he didn't. He didn't get scared. I left there. He goes, Dad, I'm good. I'm not fine. But Heater J thought his kids were going to see it.
Hmm? I thought they could have done more to make it scary.
Well, no. I do. I think so. Yes, I'm with you. But I also think that for kids at 11, it's a little more intense than what you and I would see. But did y'all see the news that they're making an R-rated
No.
Yeah. They're going hard R on a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Are we going to see, like, Raphael, like, snorting cocaine? Like, what are we going to see here? Like, what's going to happen?
New ideas in the movie universe. I'm so tired of people dragging these things on for 7 or 8 movies and doing all the remakes and cheapening all of these franchises. I'm sick of it. We need some new ideas.
Okay. Now, Hannah, what do you think about this? Back to the Future, my favorite movie of all time. Movie Torture Dad knows it. They refuse, like, it is in the contract
not to remake it.
It cannot be remade.
Good.
And there won't be a part four.
There shouldn't be.
Like, they're the one franchise that's sticking strong to it. Finished in 1990 and we're not.
Should be,
he says. Good move.
If it would be better to leave people wanting more than to be waterboarding them with this stuff like they've done with Pirates of the Caribbean and Star Wars and Ghostbusters and all Teenage Mutant, whatever all that is. Yeah.
So you're saying they should have left Ghostbusters in 19.
We did not need any of these new movies. They all sucked. Went in with high expectations and left and was like, oh, okay.
Now, I will say this. If this Ghostbusters, if they made the Ghostbusters in 2021 with Egon, Peter, Ray, Winston, Lewis, and Annie Potts, like the OG cast, and they had, I would be more into that. But if you can't, because Egon's dead, they can't bring him back. If you can't bring back the original cast, I don't want to see it. It's almost like watching a cover band. That, you know, it's like watching, it's like my dad would say,
Girls the Musical. We just don't need it.
Yeah, exactly. Or it's like my dad would say, you're like going to see REO Speedwagon. But there's only one guy from the band that's in REO Speedwagon now that was actually part of the actual hit band. Yeah. Nobody wants to see it. But I do think I would have enjoyed this movie more if we'd have seen the originals being the Ghostbusters. And not Carrie Coon and Paul Rudd, and who looks younger than me, and he's like 50-something. he took the potion from Death Becomes Her. That's what he did. 100%. I don't know, man. I'm tired of these movies being remade and farted around. I don't know, man. I'm just disappointed. The TMNT R-rated movie, I think they're wanting to be like Deadpool. But who wants to see your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles doing R-rated stuff?
Let Deadpool be Deadpool. Come up with something different.
Yeah, because, you know, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles appeals to Heater J and a bunch of, like, 10-year-old boys back in the 80s. So I don't know. I think it's a stupid move. Hannah, so at the end of this movie, we get to see them all come together and basically save the world, save New York City. We see Slimer. The Slimer scene was funny. They had to give the kid from Stranger Things something to do.
Gag, so they did a good job. Good job with that scene. The green slime always gets me every time. Yeah. No matter what.
Slimer's great. They didn't bring back the ghost from the last movie, Afterlife. I thought they might. I forget the name of that ghost, but they didn't bring that one back. I just love how they keep throwing shade at the girls' Ghostbusters when this one's not much better. You're just like, you're throwing shade.
It's just as unnecessary.
It's extremely.
Trying to push an agenda just as much.
Well, that the agenda, yeah. I don't need the agenda. I don't pay to see a Ghostbusters movie to see a romance. Like, I want
to
see.
I don't pay to see Ghostbusters with four women that don't need to be in that role.
Yeah, conference call. Yeah. Do you have any reviews for this? I'm gonna read a few from the IMDb, the Internet Movie Database. I'm sure my movie torture dad's excited to hear some of these. I loved it, said Tom. It's a thrilling addition to the Ghostbuster franchise that brings a fresh and innovative twist to the beloved franchise. This J. Kane Coleman says, loved it. If you want to hate this movie or nitpick everything you can, I'm a big Ghostbusters fan, but my family are casual fans and we all love Frozen Empire. It's fun and funny and at times scary. Oh my gosh. There's nothing wrong with fan service. Do you get fan service in this movie? I don't think we do. I feel like fan service would be a whole movie dedicated to the three OG stars.
You know, Ghostbusters fans don't care. They don't care about this movie.
I think, yeah, the fact that it's barely making $100 million. And they've taken the humor from this movie, by the way. Yeah. Like, let's get to your review. Then I want to talk about it.
Okay, this is one review.
Oh my gosh, that person lives in the basement and probably plays Fortnite.
That's all one room. That's like,
ugh. Don't read the whole thing. Movie Torture Dad will probably commit suicide.
Yeah.
It wouldn't sell his house.
It's praising the whole movie, which I disagree with, but I don't know why someone would dedicate that much of their time, not only to watch it, but then to write something that long about it. They have no life.
Hannah, yes. Movie torture.
Decide if I would watch this one again, like compared to Death Becomes Her.
No.
Choose to sit down and watch this. Actually, no, I would not choose torture. I would watch Death Becomes Her again before this, and I'm not watching that one again.
I would watch Death Becomes Her before this every day of the week if I had to. Hannah, this is movie torture in my mind because Ghostbusters. The original 1984 Ghostbusters, this has comedy. First and foremost, it's a comedy. Second, it's a horror. In this one, they give Peter a scene. He basically does the same scene with Kamal and Johnny that he did with Sigourney Weaver in the first one. He puts the head thing on. He's like trying. I mean, they basically just cut and pasted his scene, which is sad to me. They can't create anything new. What, 40 years later? We're 40 years later now. They pigeonholed a love relationship that nobody asked for. Carrie Coon is terrible in this movie. I don't understand why she's here. She's like, they're Ghostbusters, but she hates it. Like, if us four were told we're Ghostbusters, we'd probably all embrace it. We'd be like, oh, cool, let's go grab some ghosts tonight. I'd be living for that every day. Paul Rudd is Paul Rudd. I mean, but they needed comedy. You got Paul Rudd. Be funny in this movie, dude.
Yeah.
Like, bring the funny. This movie is...
They brought in Stranger Things, but he didn't even have a chance to be funny.
No, they didn't develop him. I think this truly put a fork in my Ghostbusters. I don't think I'm going back again. I think I'm good.
It's been done for me. After this one, I was just like, every Ghostbusters that I've seen has been so cheesy, so uncalled for. I just...
Wait, you watched the original Ghostbusters before you watched the other one, and it's not a bad...
It still isn't my favorite movie.
It's before your time. See, Hannah, I remember Ghostbusters 2 in 89. I was 10 years old coming out, and McDonald's had the Ghostbusters 2 cups. Like, it was so exciting to me.
Yeah.
We can't recreate that at our age now. And this movie's past its prime. It's no good. And if people are listening to this right now and they want to go watch it, hey, peace be with you, because it's terrible. I mean, really. This is probably in my top 10 worst movies we reviewed on this.
I just think it's very pointless.
It is so pointless.
Very pointless.
There's not a lot of ghost busting.
It wasn't as torturous as some movies. I just think it was a complete waste of time.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it because I went with my kid. Max was sitting there with me and Heater J and his kids. But, you know, but I just, I don't know, man. I'll ask Heater J off air what he thought about this movie. But
I've discovered through this podcast that Ghostbusters as a whole is just not my thing. Because even in the first one, it's like, Bill Murray was pretty mean to women. And, like, I'm not really about that either. So just okay. The whole thing for me, I'd rather
okay.
Pirates of the Caribbean or something.
Raj, we're gonna have you come back, Hannah. We're gonna do Ghostbusters 84, and you're gonna talk about that one. You're stuck doing. You're kind of like Blumhouse Trent at this point. Should we change your name to Ghostbuster Hannah?
No,
because yeah. Blumhouse Trent says he never gets to do Blumhouses.
That's y'all's problem.
Do you like he?
It's gonna take a while for me to connect who that is, because every time you say it, I'm like, huh?
Movie Torture Dad, do you like the name Heater J, or should we stick with Jonathan? Let's see what he says. If he hasn't fell asleep yet, listen to this movie. He probably is like, he definitely needs to watch Death Becomes Her, but he doesn't need to watch this one.
No.
Death Becomes Her, way more original. He said, I'm not used to it yet. Yeah, I'm not either. Yeah, let's just stick with Jonathan.
It's going to take a while for it to stick.
Let's just stick with Jonathan.
Didn't happen. Just
I like calling him Movie Torture Dad's least favorite. That's what I like calling him.
When you say that, I do know who you're talking about. So.
Hey, from my good friend, the First Lady of Movie Torture, Hannah, thank you for coming on and gracing us with your presence. For my good buddy, Garrett, I want to thank you for coming on in your Ghostbusters. For my little buddy, Brad, my name is Roger.
It sounds like you're on the radio from like the 80s or something.
We'll see you next time on Movie Tortures May.